Hello, welcome to the Lemons podcast with me, a children's author, Chloe Dakin. Second to last one nearly today, yeah. So I thought we'd talk today about fine details. So the naming of things and quirks. It's a pretty fun thing to do, and should hopefully be pretty nice. I remember doing my MA, we had sessions with the brilliant William Fiennes, came up from London for us. And he said, names are the first poems, or something like that. It was like a quote, and it really stuck with me. Since then, it's been something I really love to do in my work. I like to put in fun and beautiful details there. So I like them to be really specific. And I think it really brings the image alive of what it is that you're trying to create. And I love quirky things, quirky character traits, and beautiful names, like names of places or names of animals. It can be really funny and really satisfying for the reader, and really memorable. And it's the kind of thing that becomes like a family catchphrase, doesn't it? Like while you're reading a book, like the numbers in Skellig, going around saying that. I remember us doing that. And so often when I'm reading, it's the beautiful details I remember most in a piece. And it says so much about a character, yeah. So I remember in that Will Fiennes session, he was talking about the prime of Miss Jean Brodie, and the way she just kind of catches a leaf in the air. That's like an image and a thought that I come back to quite a lot when I'm working, just to kind of capture that, yeah. Beautiful little essences in simple moments that are quite other, but memorable and very important. So, for instance, in Safia's War, it's on page one. It's just a beautiful little detail in the second paragraph. Madame Odette would lead Safia down the echoey hallway with its large mahogany walls, her small heels clicking all the way to the world section. She wore pleated skirts and bright cardigans. Safia's favourite was a black wool with tiny colourful stitches all over, as if handfuls of sugar sprinkles had been thrown across it like confetti. Black cardigan. And it's also like a really beautiful tactile little detail. Lush reminds me of my mum making me jumpers when I was little, and also who doesn't like sugar sprinkles? Yeah, they just make fairy cakes and everything exciting. I was trying to find a quote in Skellig about love the part where Mina's mum is cutting up pomegranates, and she's talking about imagine if all the pomegranate seeds turned into pomegranate trees, and there'd be no space for anything in the world but pomegranates. Just beautiful little observations. So talking about the numbers, this isn't the first time that Skellig talks about the numbers. It's like Michael talking about it with his dad near the end, and pretending to be an owl in the car. And his dad said, "Oh yeah, that's good." He said, "I like that. That's really good. You'll have to show me how to do that one. Not while I'm driving, though, eh?" We smiled as we drove through the busy city streets. "She's not out of danger yet," he said. "You do understand that, don't you?" "Yes, but she will be, won't she?" "Yes," he yelled again. "Yes, she blinking will." And he sang again. "Have to get on with that blinking house now, eh?" he said. "I know. We can have 27 and 53 tonight, eh?" "27 and 53," I said. "Sweetest of nectars. Sweetest of nectars. I like that. Sweetest of blinking nectars." We used to run around the house saying that. 27 and 53, sweetest of nectars. I think that's how the voice went. reading out loud together is the best, though. And I think while you're writing, everybody probably knows this, but yeah, reading it out, you get to really hear it. It's a good thing to do if you've got kids around, or grandkids. Friends with kids, random children. Holes, for example, is an amazing masterclass in quirky character traits. Like somebody who always eats like a bag of sunflower seeds and the, yeah, I just like so many amazing things. If you haven't read it, it's, yeah, beauty of a book. Sometimes it's really simple things that I think are important, like in my book Lemons, her mum's toenail varnish, yeah, and all the different colours that it is and how that reflects her moods and the different, yeah, vibe of the day. In Fish Boy, it's the quirky notes, like his dad leaves on the side. They're just fun little details, but they tell you other things that are going on. In Lemons, it's also about descriptions of place. For me, like, the details of things like the smells and the tastes of place, like salt or smoke. Good words. Or the names of animals, yeah? So, like, on the beach one night, there's a black-headed night heron. Yeah, it's funny. Instead of, you know, a bird, yeah? Being as specific as you can is funny. Ah, the black-headed night heron. So it's something you might want to play with. I remember in Eva Ibbotson, you know, the dragonfly pool, there's an axolotl. That was a massive thing in our house. Oh, it was all about axolotls. But just making it really, yeah, beautifully specific. Maybe keep a notebook of things that interest or entertain you. Often in my writing, I leave spaces and then I come back later and fill them in. So I have a sense of a gist of what I want, of the word I want, the animal or the thing. But I want to have fun choosing it specifically later. Yeah, so I just put in dot, 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 dot. And then I come back and be like, oh, yeah, you know, often do it for like quotes about things or, yeah, names of animals. So, yeah, I hope you have fun doing that. And it's something that you like to play with. Just, yeah, enjoy it. See what comes up. Yeah. See how entertaining it can be.